I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom. What is up, everybody? It is Tuesday afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Lots of news going on. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know I've been off. I've had a little bit of holiday break. Do not worry, everyone. We're going to get to everything this week, but I don't want to rush over the news that has transpired in the couple of weeks that I'm gone, certainly including the death of former President Jimmy Carter, his motorcade currently en route to the Navy Memorial, the state funeral of President Jimmy Carter underway as I speak this afternoon. I'm going to discuss that in detail. What is Carter's legacy? Where does his presidency rank? I'm going to discuss all of that coming up on Thursday with a special guest co-host, Tom Paulswitz. He joins me every Thursday. Tom served in the Navy, so I think it's only fitting that I have that discussion with Tom. Very much looking forward to it. That's going to be on Wednesday. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about the fractures within MAGA. Specifically, we got some glimpses of this of late. The Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, HB1 visa blow up, I don't know, spat with the rest of MAGA that occurred over the holiday season. Certainly what happened with the government continuing resolution to keep the government funded, that whole event that happened right before I went on vacation. That, I think, portends of more to come. Again, Speaker Mike Johnson just squeaking by winning the speakership after a very, very long, long vote. All of these instances emblematic of potentially what is to come with MAGA holding all three, both houses of Congress and the presidency. So much to watch here. Of course, you've got Donald Trump engaging over the last few days in what I can only call distractionary tactics. I'm talking about the Panama Canal baloney, Greenland. what else? It's sort of not, the Gulf of America. All of this is distraction. You know, Donald Trump knows that we'll sort of follow the bouncing ball. And I think, again, distraction from the matters at hand and what's actually going on. That's going to be our job together, whether you're conservative, liberal, call yourself a Democrat or a Republican, an independent, to pay attention to what matters to you every day. I'm going to try to do that. Of course, I'm your friendly economist lawyer lady on the radio trying to break it all down and stitch it all together. And I will try to do that every day, not by paying attention to every single thing that happens, but the important stuff that happens. And of course, right here on Civic Media, we're all about real news and great conversation. And there was some real breaking news that came out just before I got on air, maybe about an, 1:42 p.m. So just about 20 minutes ago, 20, 25 minutes ago, the federal judge whom I have spent many a minute on this show talking about from the Southern District of Florida, one Aileen Cannon, grossly underqualified, demonstrably incapable of executing her duties with any amount of legal acumen, has just issued a ruling temporarily barring the Justice Department and Jack Smith from releasing a final report about the super secret spy document stealing case. Yes, Donald Trump stole our super secret spy documents, and when caught with his hand in the super secret spy documents cookie jar, refused to turn the super secret spy documents back, lied about it, forced the DOJ to raid Mar-a-Lago. She has now ruled that the Justice Department cannot release the final report about the super secret spy documents case
that has been prepared by Jack Smith. In a brief ruling, the judge, who had, remember, dismissed the case in its entirety, prevented Mr. Smith from sharing his report outside of the Justice Department until a federal appeals court in Atlanta, which is now considering a challenge to her dismissal, makes a decision about how to handle the report. Again, Jack Smith, also the special prosecutor that investigated the Donald Trump insurrection case, which he requested and was granted a voluntary dismissal of. Also the case as to the super secret spy documents, of course, that having been dismissed by Judge Cannon up on appeal. So much going on here. She doesn't appear to have distinguished between the documents case, which actually was within Judge Cannon's jurisdiction, and the insurrection case, which has been under the oversight of Judge Tanya Chutkan in the federal court in Washington, D.C. And let's keep in mind, this is in line with a number of what legal experts, including myself, could only call eyebrow-raising decisions from Judge Cannon. Again, she can't even read case law correctly. She's misquoted baseline case law. She's missed just what lawyers would consider to be fundamental principles of federal investigatory powers, how we deal with confidential information in federal investigations. She's a mess. Objectively, I don't care if you're a Trump fan or not, the woman doesn't belong in an Article III judgeship. She just isn't up to the task. And this is another very bizarre sort of ruling. And she has been overruled twice by a conservative, very conservative appeals court. That is the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. So keep your eyes here. This is going to be one to watch. Of course, this is always interesting, given that like Bill Barr issued his own sort of whitewashed summary of the Mueller investigation, which had all manner of lies in it. Again, different rules for Donald Trump and MAGA than for everybody else, apparently. Very strange. So watch this space. We'll talk about it more as that case develops. I'm certainly interested in seeing what the 11th Circuit rules on Judge Cannon's fundamental underlying logic for the dismissal. That case, that dismissal, was not about presidential immunity, because, of course, the super secret spy documents case relates to Donald Trump's actions after he left the Oval Office, right, in dealing with our property as Americans. So that case and how the 11th Circuit views Judge Cannon's reasoning there is a space to watch, as is her efforts to keep these facts from the American public, right? The Supreme Court did some of the work in the immunity decision, but that didn't reach the super secret spy documents case because he wasn't president when he did those or allegedly committed those crimes. And her underlying rationale was that the special prosecutor's office itself and the funding mechanism for it are unconstitutional. Well, that certainly would be news to a lot of conservatives and a lot of, you know, special prosecutors who have investigated Democratic presidents. So watch this space. I will keep you apprised. But that just breaking news just before I was coming onto the air, driving here to get to the studio to be with each and every one of you. I got Calvin on the board today. We got a big show planned for you. Let me give you the highlights. I want to start out by talking about the attacks in both Las Vegas and New Orleans. Because the response from certain politicians has been downright disturbing. What I find more concerning has been the failure of the media to report what has been out there and available. So I mean the legacy media, the big outlets, that the guy who killed himself and then exploded the Cybertruck outside of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas was hardcore pro-Trump MAGA. Now, what's interesting is a number of the things that his alleged writings call out as problems in our country that again, purportedly his rationale for this horrendous act wouldn't otherwise support the MAGA platform. It's really interesting. So I'm going to go through those writings. There's a manifesto. There are also two separate writings that reportedly he sent or gave or were discovered after the Cybertruck explosion that are very unequivocal in his support for Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. Why the heck is that not getting talked about by legacy media, by the biggest media outlets? What was talked about in the days after that was that he wasn't anti-Trump, but that's totally misleading. He's very much or was very much pro-Trump. Let's talk about that, because the failure of big media to acknowledge that is really disturbing to me. So we're going to break all that down. We're going to talk about both of those attacks. We're going to talk about the response of an elected federal official to the New Orleans disaster, which I found absolutely shameful. And then in the second half of the show, there might be a little lighter discussion. Might talk a little bit about Beyonce Bowl. There was so much in that entertainment event. And I want to talk about this intersection between entertainers and athletes and social commentary and politics. I've broken down and researched all of the symbolism in Beyonce's Christmas gift to America, what was an absolutely fabulous performance. We got all that coming up. We might even get to some of my resolutions and yours. So keep yourself locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. We come back. Why the mainstream media's failure to tell you about the actual motivations of the Vegas truck bomber are so important to you and your family right here in Wisconsin. Keep it locked, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.